What could follow poetry of this perfection but poetry? I'd like to read you a poem. By Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And it's somewhat lengthy, so I encourage you to close your eyes and relax and just take it in. Isabel's Child. So we find profit by losing our prayers. Shakespeare. To rest, the weary nurse has gone. An 8-day watch had she, had watched she, still rocking beneath sun and moon, the baby on her knee. Till Isabel, its mother, said, "The fever waneth, went to bed, and now the watch comes round to me." Then wearily the nurse did throw her pallet in the darkest place of that sick room, and slept and dreamed. For as the gusty wind did blow, the night lamps flare across her face, she saw, or seemed to see, but dreamed, that the poplars tall on the opposite hill, the 7 tall poplars on the hill, did clasp the setting sun until his rays dropped from him, pined and still, as blossoms in frost, till he waned and paled, so weirdly crossed, to the color of moonlight which doth pass over the dank-ridged churchyard grass. The poplars held the sun, and he, the eyes of the nurse, that they should not see, not for a moment, the babe on her knee, though she shuddered to feel that it grew to be too chill and lay too heavily. She only dreamed for all the while. 'Twas Lady Isabel that kept the little baby, and it slept fast, warm, as if its mother's smile, laden with love's dewy weight, and red as rose of Harpocrate, dropped upon its eyelids, pressed lashes to cheek in a sealed rest. And more smiled Isabel to see the baby sleep so well. She knew not that she smiled against the lattice dull and wild, drive the heavy droning drops, drop by drop, the sound being one, as momently time's segments fall on the ear of God, who hears through all eternity's unbroken monotone. And more smiled Isabel to see the baby sleep so well. She knew not that she smiled. The wind in intermission stops down in the beechen forest, then cries aloud as one at the sorest, self-stung, self-driven, and rises up to its very tops, stiffening erect the branches bowed, dilating with a tempest soul, the trees that with their dark hands break through their own outline and heavy roll, shadows as massive as clouds in heaven, across the castle lake. And more smiled Isabel to see the baby sleep so well. She knew not that she smiled. She knew not that the storm was wild. She, through the uproar drear, she could not hear the castle clock which struck anear. She heard the low, light breathing of her child. O sight for wondering look, while the external nature broke into such abandonment, while the very mist, heart rent by the lightning, seemed to eddy against nature with a din, a sense of silence and of steady natural calm appeared to come from things without and enter in the human creature's room. So motionless she sate, the babe asleep upon her knees. You might have dreamed their souls had gone away to things inanimate, in such to live, in such to moan, and that their bodies had taken back in mystic change all silences that cross the sky in cloudy rack, or dwell beneath the reedy ground in waters safe from their own sound. Only she wore the dreaming smile I named before, and that a deepening love expressed. And who at once can love and rest? In sooth, the smile that then was keeping watch upon the baby sleeping floated with its tender light downward from the drooping eyes, upward from the lips apart, over cheeks which had grown white with an 8-day weeping. All smiles come in such a wise where tears shall fall or have old, like northern lights that fill the heart of heaven in sign of cold. Motionless she sate, her hair had fallen by its weight on each side of her smile, and lay very blackly on the arm where the baby nestled warm, pale as baby carved in stone, seen by glimpses of the moon upon a dark cathedral aisle. But through the storm no moonbeam fell upon the child of Isabel. Perhaps you saw it by the ray alone of her still smile. A solemn thing it is to me to look upon a babe that sleeps, wearing in its spirit deeps the undeveloped mystery of our Adam's taint and woe, which, when they developed be, will not let it slumber so, lying new in life beneath the shadow of the coming death, with that soft, low, quiet breath, as if it felt the sun, knowing all things by their blooms, not their roots, yea, sun and sky, only by the warmth that comes out of each earth, only by the pleasant hues that o'er it run, and human love by drops of sweet white nourishment still hanging round the little mouth so slumber-bound. All which broken sentiency and conclusion incomplete will gather and unite and climb to an immortality, good or evil, each sublime through life and death, to life again. O little lids, now folded fast, must ye learn to drop at last our large and burning tears? O warm, quick body, must thou lie when the time comes round to die, still from all the whirl of years, bare of all the joy and pain? O small, frail being, wilt thou stand at God's right hand, lifting up those sleeping eyes, dilated by great destinies, to an endless waking, thrones and seraphim, through the long ranks of their solemnities, sunning thee with calm looks of heaven's surprise? But thine alone on him, or else self-will to tread the godless place. God keep thy will. Feel thine own energies, cold, strong, objectless, like a dead man's clasp, the deathless sleepless life within the grasp, while myriad faces, like one changing face, with woe not love's, shall glass thee everywhere and overcome thee with thine own despair? More soft, less solemn images drifted o'er the lady's heart silently as snow. She had seen 8 days depart, hour by hour, on bended knees, with pale wrung hands, and praying low and broken, through which came the sound of tears that fell against the ground, making sad stops, "Dear Lord, dear Lord." She still had prayed, the heavenly word broken by an earthly sigh, "Thou didst not erst deny the mother joy to Mary, mild, blessed in the blessed child, which hearkened in meek babyhood her cradle hymn, albeit used to all that music interfused in breasts of angels high and good. O take not, Lord, my babe away, O take not to thy songful heaven the pretty baby thou hast given, or else that I have seen him play around his father's knee, and known that he knew how my love has gone from all the world to him. Think, God, among the cherubim, how I shall shiver every day in thy June sunshine, knowing where the grave grass keeps it from his fair still cheeks, and feel at every tread his little body, which is dead and hidden in thy turfy fold, doth make thy whole warm earth a cold. O God, I am so young, so young, I am not used to tears at nights instead of slumber, not to prayer with sobbing lips and hands outwrung. Thou knowest all my prayings were. I bless thee, God, for past delights. Thank God, I am not used to bear hard thoughts of death. The earth doth cover no face from me of friend or lover. And must the first who teaches me the form of shrouds and funerals be mine own first-born beloved, he who taught me first this mother love? Dear Lord, who spreadeth out above thy loving transpierced hands to meet all lifted hearts with blessing sweet, pierce not my heart, my tender heart, thou madest tender, thou who art so happy in thy heaven alway, take not mine only bliss away. She so had prayed, and God, who hears through seraph songs the sound of tears, from that beloved babe had taken the fever and the beating pain, and more smiled Isabel to see the baby sleep so well. She knew not that she smiled, I wis, until the pleasant gradual thought, which near her heart the smile inwrought, now soft and slow itself did seem to float along a happy dream, beyond it into speech like this: I prayed for thee, my little child, and God has heard my prayer. And when thy babyhood is gone, we two together, undefiled by men's repinings, will kneel down upon his earth, which will be fair, not covering thee, sweet, to us twain, and give him thankful praise. Dully and wildly drives the rain, against the lattices drives the rain. I thank him now that I can think of those same future days, nor from the harmless image shrink of what I there might see, strange babies on their mother's knee, whose innocent soft faces might from off mine eyelids strike the light which looks not meant for me. Gustily blows the wind through the rain, as against the lattices drives the rain. But now, O baby mine, together we turn this hope of ours again to many an hour of sunny weather, when we shall sit and intertwine our spirits and instruct each other in the pure loves of child and mother. Two human loves make one divine. thunder tears through the wind and the rain, as full on the lattices drives the rain. My little child, what wilt thou choose? Now let me look at thee and ponder what gladness from the gladnesses futurity is spread under thy gladsome sight beneath the trees. Wilt thou lean all day and lose thy spirit in the river seen intermittently between the winding beechen alleys, half in labor, half repose, like a shepherd keeping sheep, thou with only thoughts to keep, which never a bound will overpass, and which are innocent as those that feed among Arcadian valleys upon the dewy grass. The large white owl that with age is blind hath sate for years in the old tree hollow is carried away in a gust of wind. His wings could beat him not as fast. He goeth now the lattice past. He is borne by the winds, the rains do follow, his white wings to the blast outflowing. He hooteth in going, and still in the lightnings coldly glitter his round, unblinking eyes. Or, baby, wilt thou think it fitter to be eloquent and wise, to be upon one whose lips the air turns to solemn verities for men to breathe anew and win a deeper seated life within? Wilt be a philosopher by whose voice the earth and skies shall speak to the unborn, or a poet broadly spreading the golden immortalities of thy soul on nature lorn, and pour of such them all to guard from their decay beneath thy treading, earth's flowers recovering hues of Eden, and stars drawn downward by their looks to shine ascendant in thy books? The tame hawk in the castle yard, how it screams to the lightning with its wet, jagged plumes overhanging the parapet, and at the lady's door the hound scratches with a crying sound. But, oh, my baby, thy lids are laid close fast upon my cheek, and not a dream of power and sheen can make a passage up between. Thy heart is of thy mother's maid, thy look is very meek, and it will be their chosen place to rest upon some beloved face, as these on thine, and let the noise of the whole world go on, nor drown the tender silence of thy joys. Or when that silence shall have overgrown, too tender for itself, the same yearning for sound to look above and utter its one meaning, love, that he may hear his name. No wind, no rain, no thunder. The waters had trickled not slowly. The thunder was not spent, nor the wind near finishing. Who would have said that the storm was diminishing? No wind, no rain, no thunder. Their noises dropped asunder from the earth and the firmament, from the towers and the lattices, abrupt and echoless as ripe fruits to the ground, unshaken wholly as life in death. And sudden and solemn silence fell, startling the heart of Isabel, as the tempest could not. Against the door went panting the breath of the lady's hound, whose cry was still, and she constrained. However, she would not, lifted her eyes and saw the moon, looking out of heaven alone upon the poplared hill, a calm of God made visible, that men might bless it at their will. The moonshine on the baby's face falleth clear and cold. The mother's looks have fallen back to the same place, because no moon with silver rack, nor broad sunrise in jasper skies, has power to hold our loving eyes, which still revert, as ever must, wonder and hope to gaze on the dust. The moonshine on the baby's face cold and clear remaineth. The mother's looks do shrink away. The mother's looks return to stay, as charmed by what paineth, Is any glamour in the case? Is it dream or is it sight? Hath the change upon the wild elements that sign the night passed upon the child? It is not dream but sight. The babe has awakened from sleep, and unto the gaze of its mother, bent over it, lifted another. Not the baby looks that go unaiming to and fro, but an earnest gazing deep, such as soul gives soul at length, when by work and wail of years it winneth a solemn strength, and mourneth as it wears a strong look could not brook, with pulse unhurried by fears, to meet that baby's look o'erglazed by manhood's tears, the tears of a man full grown, with the power to wring our own in the eyes all undefiled of a little 3 months child, to see that babe brow wrought by the witnessing of thought to judgment's prodigy, and the small soft mouth unweaned by mother's kiss o'erleaned, putting the sound of loving where no sound else was moving except the speechless cry, quickened to mind's expression, shaped to articulation, yea, uttering words, yea, naming woe in tones that with it strangely went, because so baby innocent, as with the child spake out the mother so, O mother, mother, loose thy prayer. Christ's name hath made it strong. It bindeth me, it holdeth me within its most loving cruelty, from floating my new soul along the happy heavenly air. It bindeth me, it holdeth me in all this dark, upon this dull, low earth, by only weepers trod. It bindeth me, it holdeth me. Mine angel looketh sorrowful upon the face of God. Mother, mother, can I dream beneath your earthly trees? I had a vision and a gleam. I heard a sound more sweet than these when rippled by the wind. Did you see the dove with wings bathed in golden glisterings from a sunless light behind, dropping on me from the sky, soft as mother's kiss, until I seemed to leap and yet was still? Saw you how his love large eye looked upon me, mystic calms, till the power of his divine vision was indrawn to mine? Oh, the dream within the dream, I saw celestial places even. Oh, the vistas of high palms, making finites of delight through the heavenly infinite, lifting up their green still tops to the heaven of heaven. Oh, the sweet life tree that drops shade like light across the river, glorified in its forever, flowing from the throne. Oh, the shining holinesses of a thousand, thousand faces, God-sunned by the throned one, and made intense with such a love that, though I saw them turned above, each loving seemed for also me. And oh, the unspeakable, and he, the manifest in secrecies, yet of mine own heart partaker, with the overcoming look of one who hath been once forsook and blessed the forsaker. Mother, mother, let me go toward the face that looketh so through the mystic winged four, whose are inward, outward eyes, dark with light of mysteries, and the restless evermore, holy, 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 through the sevenfold lamps that burn in view of cherubim and seraphim, through the 24 crowned stately elders white around, suffer me to go to him. Is your wisdom very wise, mother, on the narrow earth, very happy, very worth, that I should stay to learn? Are these air-corrupting sighs fashioned by unlearned breaths? Do the students' lamps that burn all night illumine death? Mother, albeit this be so, loose thy prayer and let me go. where that bright chief angel stands, apart from all his brother bands, too glad for smiling, having bent in angelic wilderment o'er the depths of God, and brought, reeling thence, one only thought to fill his own eternity. He is the teacher for me. He can teach what I wouldn't know. Mother, mother, let me go. Can your poet make an Eden? No winter will undo, and light a starry fire while heeding this earth's his hearths is burning too, drown in music the earth's din, and keep his own wild soul within the law of his own harmony. Mother, albeit this be so, let me to my heaven go. A little harp me waits thereby, a harp whose strings are golden all, and tuned to music spherical, hanging on the green life tree, where no willows ever be. Shall I miss that harp of mine? Mother, no, the eye divine, turned upon it, makes it shine. And when I touch it, poems sweet, like separate souls, shall fly from it, each to the immortal fit. We shall all be poets there, gazing on the chiefest fair. Love, earth's love, and can we love fixedly where all things move? Can the sinning love each other? Mother, mother, I tremble in thy close embrace. I feel thy tears adown my face. Thy prayers do keep me out of bliss. O dreary earthly love, loose thy prayer and let me go to the place which loving is, yet not sad, and when is given escape to thee from this below. Thou shalt behold me that I wait for thee beside the happy gate, and silence shall be up in heaven to hear our greeting kiss. The nurse awakes in the morning sun and starts to see beside her bed the lady with a grandeur spread, like pathos o'er her face, as one God satisfied and earth done. The babe upon her arm was dead, and the nurse could utter forth no cry. She was awed by the calm in the mother's eye. Wake, nurse, the lady said. We are waking, he and I on earth, and he in sky. And thou must help me to o'erlay with garment white this little clay, which needs no more our lullaby. I changed the cruel prayer I made, and bowed my meekened face and prayed that God would do his will, and thus he did it, nurse. He parted us, and his sun shows victorious. The dead calm face, and I am calm, and heaven is hearkening a new psalm. This earthly noise is too near, too loud, and will not let me hear the little harp. My death will soon make silence, and a sense of tune, a satisfied love, meanwhile, which nothing earthly could despoil, sang on within her soul. O you, earth's tender and impassioned few, take courage to entrust your love to him so named who guards above, its ends and shall fulfill. Breaking the narrow prayers that may befit your narrow hearts away, in his broad, loving will.
Subuhun Kudusun Rabbal Malaika Waru. Subuhun Kudusun Subuhun Kudusun. Subhan Qudus. malaika warum Subun Kudusun Rabbal Malaika
Mikael, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrael, Ya Jibrail, Ya Mikael, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrael, Ya Jibrail, Ya Mikael, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrail, Ya Jibrail, Ya Mikail, 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 Ya Israfil, Ya Azrail, Ya
Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrail, Ya Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrail, Ya Jibra'il. Yaru, Aru, 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 Yaru. Arro, yaro, 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 arro, yaro. Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Ya Azrael, Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Israfil, Ya Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Ya Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Ya Mikail, Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Ya Israfil, Azrael, Jibra'il, Mikail, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrael, Ya Jibra'il. Sabun Kudusun Rabbal Malaika Warum Sabun Kudusun Rabbal Malaika Warum Sabun Kudusun Rabbal Malaika Warum Sabun Kudusun malaika warum subun kudusun rabbal malaika warum subun kudusun rabbal malaika warum subun kudusun rabbal malaika subun kudusun rabbal malaika
rise for the noon prayer.